So let's talk to Dr. Bex Lewis, who is a research fellow in social media and online learning at Durham University. Dr. Lewis, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, young people, of course, spend a lot of time online nowadays, socialising and learning. What is the biggest problem facing them?
Well, it is part of their everyday life. So the same as we would have had problems in other aspects of our lives, they are spending a lot of time online, and therefore the amount of risk they're facing, I guess, is higher. So there's, you know, lots of opportunities to share material, to press the button too fast. I think that's the biggest danger, is people feel the pressure to press the button too fast and don't really think about what they're sharing.
So is it an irresponsible parent that doesn't monitor what their kids are doing on this?
I think it's important to have conversations. And one of the things I've written in my book is the idea that you do it for them, you do it with them, you help them do it for themselves, and then you let them do it for themselves as they get older and as they get more confident. So I think the same as any other area of parenting, you need to be with your children and helping them have good practice. I also think there's places for kind of youth groups and schools to help emphasise the message on a peer level, because parents can do so much, but the more that they can see that what they're doing is not acceptable to others or is good practice for others, the more that we can have more positive behaviour online.
Yeah, you say initially then go online with them and tell them what to do and show them how to do it. Chances are, though, they know more about it than you do.
Well, they do and they don't.
They do, though, don't they?
Well, they spend more, you know, they've grown up with it around them, the same as, you know, we were maybe scared of the telephone when we were younger. But it is a learnt thing. They don't come out born with this knowledge. They've learnt it because it's around them. So we can spend time learning how to use this stuff, and then we can be just as confident. And actually, I don't think it matters if we say to the children, hey, can you show me how that works? Just showing an interest in what they're doing, the same as if they get really excited with archery, you don't have to become an expert archer to go along and support them.
I can sometimes get the impression, Bex, that it's this thing called network gaming that is the biggest risk to young people, you know, where you can play a game, but you play it along with other people on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, I guess gaming's changed a huge amount. So you used to have a cassette with a limited amount of memory on it, so that limited the amount you were able to play, whereas now games are deliberately built by the developers to have no end and to keep you on for as long as possible. But again, I think that's where people have got to pull their parenting rights, if that's the best way of explaining it, and saying, You can have that for an hour each day once you've done your homework or something like that, and actually say, you know, there is other things to life. The internet is great. You can, you know, watch how someone does something, sit with them and look at ways to do shortcuts to games, and then say, once we've got past that level, okay, we're going out for a walk or something. But not saying we're going out for a walk because the internet is bad, but it's part of a balanced everyday life.
And at what sort of age, then, do you think we should be having these conversations?
As early as possible, I think. I mean, I don't think you sit down with a two-year-old and say, right, I'm going to tell you all about, you know, porn and sexting. But I think if you can introduce the digital as a natural part of the conversation from the earliest possible age, I think that really helps, because then it just makes it a natural part of what's being talked about. And then it'll be easier to spot if there's a change of tone, if someone's worried about something, you know, if they're being bullied or if they're, you know, scared that they pressed the button on the wrong thing. Most of these things are not irretrievable if we don't panic about them.
At what age, then, typically, do you think young people are having their first online experience?
Probably pretty early. I've got a lot of friends who have got family in other countries, and so they're Skyping that family from a very early age. When I wrote my book last year, smartphone-wise, I was saying 13 seemed to be the age that people were agreeing. I think that's probably already dropped to 11, which means sort of sole control of something. But part of the reason that sites like Facebook and Twitter have set their age limit at 13 and above is that US psychologists have done research that said below that age, children aren't really developed enough to cope with that kind of social interaction. And so they should be doing that kind of thing with their children before that age.
Bex, good to talk to you. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Dr. Bex Lewis, who's a research fellow in social media and online learning, and today is Safer Internet Day.